This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized self-reliance in the energy sector, stating that the world is moving towards a green future and India is actively leading the way by balancing economic growth with ecological preservation. Addressing a large gathering after launching various infrastructure projects worth over 18,000 crore rupees in Surat yesterday, the Prime Minister pointed out that out of India's total renewable energy capacity of 250 gigawatts, Gujarat alone contributes 50 gigawatts, accounting for a crucial one-fifth of the nation's green energy share. Speaking on the transformation of Surat, the Prime Minister praised the city's spirit and its transition into a green city.
सूरत सिर्फ स्वच्छता और सर्कुलर इकोनॉमी तक ही सीमित नहीं है बल्कि ग्रीन ग्रोथ के दूसरे माध्यमों का भी अभूतपूर्व गति से विस्तार हो रहा है सूरत ऐसी व्यवस्था बनाने में जुटा है जहां सड़कों पर चलने वाली सारी बसें इलेक्ट्रिक होंगी साथ ही यहां सूरत मेट्रो का भी विस्तार हो रहा है ये सारे कदम हरित शहर के रूप में सूरत की पहचान को और सशक्त करेंगे
After reaching Surat, the Prime Minister first visited Hazira and reviewed the ongoing industrial and infrastructure operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the foundation of the Indian economy remains exceptionally strong, with the nation recording a 7.7% growth in the fiscal year 2025-26, despite a global economic crisis. Addressing a large gathering after launching a series of developmental projects worth over 2,970 crore rupees in Daman, the Prime Minister noted that India continues to be among the fastest growing economies in the world. He assured the citizens of the country will forge ahead with its reform express while prioritizing massive infrastructure development and welfare schemes for the poor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated people of Uttar Pradesh for planting over 5 crore saplings on World Environment Day. Sharing a social media post of Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Mr. Modi said, "On this amazing success associated with their Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign shows that today people are completely committed to environmental protection." He expressed confidence that such initiatives will be very helpful in realizing the green future of Uttar Pradesh as well as the entire country. He added that it will inspire every countryman. Sharing a social media post of Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma, who informed that people of Assam planted over 1.02 crore plants on Environment Day, the Prime Minister congratulated the people of Assam, especially the Nari Shakti of the state, for taking the lead in this effort aimed at building a sustainable planet, and he said it's a commendable feat. India's economy has maintained a strong momentum in 2025-26, with real gross domestic product GDP estimated to grow by 7.7% in comparison to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation yesterday released the provisional estimates of annual GDP for the financial year 2025-26 and quarterly estimates of January to March this year. It said the primary sector has observed 3.2% growth rate, mainly driven by the performance of agriculture and fisheries sectors. Union Minister Amit Shah yesterday said that India's growth journey continues to fuel economic prosperity under the visionary economic reforms initiated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Referring to the GDP growth rate of 7.7% recorded in the financial year 2025-26, Mr. Shah said the achievement reflects the strength India's economy has acquired over the past 12 years. The Home Minister further noted that even at a time when the world is grappling with an economic crisis, the Prime Minister's far-sighted policies have helped the nation safely navigate every challenge. In hockey, India defeated Pakistan 5-3 in the semi-final of the Women's Under-18 Asia Cup in Kakamegahara, Japan, to set up a title clash against the hosts. In a high-scoring contest, India held its nerve against its arch rival to seal its place in the final. Japan booked its place in the final with a commanding 8-1 win over Malaysia in their first semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.